Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Welcome on this wonderful Wednesday. Our topic for today is fickle faith, and we are coming from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the Morning Motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even better, follow the podcast. And the link to the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. You can follow by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's text MM to phone number 33222. That's the entire phone number. And now all of this information, everything you need to know about me, upcoming events, and everything else is available on my website at feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now catch these last three verses. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Come on and praise God for his word. Come on and praise him. Come on and thank him this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Fickle faith. You can have faith, even adequate faith, and even more faith. But if it is vacillating, or in other words, unstable, it is still no good faith. In the book of James that we read today, the word was admonishing us to understand that diverse temptations, in other words, trials, persecutions, you know, obstacles, impediments, sidetracks, these things are going to come in our lives. As the old folks say, just keep on living. In other words, if you keep on living, there will be some unhappy days. There will be some times that rain will fall in your life. Even if you are a Christian, God never promised you a bed of roses. So stop walking around with rose-colored glasses on, skipping through the tulips, and somehow living in a delusional world that being saved precludes you from having to go through like everybody else. No, diverse temptations are going to come. But notice what the word said. It said, count it all joy. In other words, praise God, because this is nothing but the trying of your faith, which will work or bring about patience in you. And when patience has had its perfect work, then you will now be complete, lacking nothing, because you understand the cycles of life. And that just because you are going through right now doesn't mean you will always go through. Just because the day is dark or there is an eclipse in your life today and even tomorrow doesn't mean that the sun will never shine again. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. This is nothing but a test. You know how you're watching television and all of a sudden the show blinks out and you hear that sound. And then it says, wait, don't get up from the show. Don't stop watching your television. Don't forsake it or abandon what you were doing. This is only a test. This is the same in your life. Don't stop believing. Don't abandon your confession. Don't abandon your declaration. Abandon what you petitioned God for. Diverse temptations. This is only a test. Hallelujah. But then he said, when you ask now, there's a caveat here. You must ask and believe in faith and not doubt. You cannot be like a wave tossed to and fro by the wind, because those kind of people don't receive anything from God. Why? Because they're double-minded. They're unstable. They're in today and out tomorrow. They vacillate. They say yes today, and then this evening they say no. This morning they believe God. For God I live. For God I'll die. By this evening they over there shrinking in the corner, scared to even mention God's name and let folks know that they are Christian. Unstable people. Fickle people. Fickle faith. You can't even begin to believe that you're going to receive from God, because God is consistent. God does not waver. God does not vacillate. God is not in today and out tomorrow, or here today and gone tomorrow. No, God is not a man that he should lie. God is steadfast. God is unmovable. And that's what he wants from you today, that you would be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding, always working, always believing, always consistent in your faith. Hallelujah. In the book of John, chapter 20, verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. In other words, Thomas, you got fickle faith. Despite all that you have seen me do, despite the fact that you know I've raised people from the dead, you've seen me cast out demons, you know that I've been able to calm the waves, and I even told you that I was here to die and be raised again, you still had fickle faith. It wasn't enough for you to have walked with me. It wasn't enough for you to have heard me say this, but you said, I need to see the Lord. And not only do I need to see you, Lord, but then I got to see the nail prints. And then not only must I see you and see the nail prints, but I got to be able to put my finger into those same prints. And not only must I see you and see the nail prints and put my finger into the prints of the nails, I got to thrust my hand. To thrust means to forcefully insert my hand into your side. Then will I believe. You fickle disciple, you fickle Thomas, you doubting Thomas, this is what God is saying to us today. No matter what I've done for some of you, unless you see me do something else, you will not believe. You gotta just put your hands into my side. Then you gotta thrust your hands in. In other words, no matter what God does for you, it is never enough. No matter how many miracles he's worked, that's never enough. No matter how many times God has made ways, healed your body, come in and bless you on top of blessing you, you are never satisfied. You got fickle faith. He heals you, but you still don't believe he can heal you today. He saved you with your dirty, rotten, stinking soul, just like I had. But you don't believe he can work miracles? Just saving me was a miracle. Saving you was a miracle. Turning you around from all of your wicked ways, delivering you from your sinful nature, and you still vacillate. You still in today and out tomorrow. God blessed in your finances. He blessed in your business. He healed your body. He worked miracles for your family. He even allowed you to rise today. Hallelujah. And you still lukewarm. You're not even hot or cold. You still straddle the fence. You're one of those people that nobody likes to even ask a question because you never have a yes or no. You always double-minded. You always unstable. They can't even plan a vacation with you because you tell them you're going to go today and tomorrow you decided you didn't want to go. A doubting Thomas, a person with fickle, no good faith. God says that's not enough. Hallelujah. Now time is almost run. I got to get ready to go into prayer. But I also encourage you to go back and hear yesterday's morning motivation on do you have inadequate faith, the mustard seed analysis. See, yesterday I got you to the point of now having adequate faith, but I'm telling you that you can have adequate faith and that still be no good if the adequate faith is fickle faith. Do you believe? Do you believe today? Do you believe that God will do just what he said he would do? He's able. Do you believe today that God will do just what he told you he will do? He's capable today. Do you believe that God will do it? God will do it. God will do it. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Continue to praise and worship him. Say, God, I repent of my fickle faith. Say it again. Lord, I repent of my fickle faith. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. Father, we honor your holy name. We say, Lord, that you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God, and we magnify you today. You are so worthy, Father. We ask forgiveness of our sins. Father, we ask that you cleanse us today. Father, that you come in and help our unbelief, help our instability, help our inconsistency, help, Father, our vacillating faith. Now, Father, I lift up all of those who are listening right now and those with whom they will share this and those who will listen later today. Father, that you bless them right now, that you help them to have consistent faith, which is grounded on the merits of knowing and believing that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, because without faith, it is impossible to please you. Let us ask in faith. Let us not waver. Let us not be lukewarm. Father, let let us not be in between two decisions, but let us be steadfast and unmovable, always believing, always working, always standing on your word, because you are your word, and therefore because you are the word cannot lie, because you are not a man or woman, then you should lie. If you said it, it must come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 we worship you, hallelujah, we praise you, hallelujah, we believe today, hallelujah, we believe today, hallelujah, 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 we count it done, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on and worship him. I'm going to do the altar call and then we're going to end with our task. Come on and worship him. Say, Father, I believe. Hallelujah. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family. Make sure you're in church, Sunday school, and Bible study. Make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord. This is how you stay saved. And make sure all of you that you're tuning in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or listening to the recording on my website, or more importantly, text MM to 33222 so you can follow Morning Motivation. Now, our topic for today is fickle faith. Your task for today is just believe. No matter what happens, just believe. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Fickle faith is no good faith. I'll see you in the morning.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say